ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ऋषिभिः बहुधा गीतं छन्दोभिः विविधैः एतत् ब्रह्म सूत्र प्रदेश हेतुमध्ये विनिश्चिताय ऋषिभिर्बहुधा गीतम् छन्दोभिर्विविधैः ब्रह्मसूत्रपदैश्चैव हेतुमध्ये विनिश्चिताय ऋषिभिः
by the wise sages
बहुधा
in many ways
गीतम्
described
छन्दोभिः
वेदकम्
Vividhai,
in various,
Pritak,
variously,
Brahmasutra,
Vivedanta,
Padai,
aphorism,
Cha,
also,
Eva,
certainly,
Hetumadhi,
with cause and effect.
Vinishchitai,
ascertain.
Translation. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings, especially in the Vedanta Sutra, and is presented with all reasoning as to cause and effect.
about the soul and super soul, this is the great sages, Venkri Patsun, they have also discussed. Just like in the present age also, we are different parties, the impersonalists and the personalists, the Sankalpa Sampradaya, they ascertain the absolute truth as impersonal, nirvishesha. And the Buddhists, they ascertain the absolute truth is zero. We are struggling nirvishesha sunnavadi. We are struggling against this nirvishesha sunnavadi. Why this impersonalist? So it is not now new from time immemorial there are different views. But Krishna refers here to Brahma Sutra Padaiti, Hitumadhi Vinishita. Others, there are many other books of knowledge, they are not very reasonable. That is government. But Hetumadhi, if we accept it for logic and sense, that is first class book which gives us information of the Atma Paramatma. Therefore in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author says, Chaitanya Dayar Patha Karah Vicha. Vicha Kurile Chitti Pare Samatta. The author says that you kindly put your consideration and judgment about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you consider with logic and reason, Vichar Kurile, Pavi Chitti Chamatka, you will see that these are wonderful things. So we haven't got to accept anything blind. The Brahma Sutra and Vedanta Sutra is called Naya Prasthan. There are three different processes for understanding the absolute truth. Naya Prasthan, Shruti Prasthan, Smriti Prasthan. Brahma Sutra is Naya Prasthan. Naya Prasthan means everything, all the sutras and codes are there with full reasoning. Hetu Madhi Vinishthiti. And whatever Brahma Sutra says, that is Vinishthita, means asserted. There is no doubt. Just as Brahma Sutra says, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Brahma Sutra says, now it is the time for inquiring about the Absolute. Now means, in this life, here form of life, or just like in Europe and America, it is the time now to inquire of the Absolute Truth. Because materially they are advanced. They have seen all material advancement. The scientists are now perplexed that how we shall maintain ourselves, because we have nothing to give anymore. Whatever stuff we have, that is finished. Now they are simply to bluff. No more stuff to give. They have given us motor car and atomic bomb and aeroplane and electronic activity. So many things they have given. That's all right. Simply they could not give us relief from birth, death, old age and disease. The real problems are there. But they are given some superfluous. Just like this is also scientific improvement. Microphone. But the microphone sometimes goes wrong. That does not mean I stop speaking. We can do without microphone. That is not a very great problem. Suppose science has given us motor car. That's all right. But sometimes without motor car we walk. Or there is bullock cart. The real problem which very much disturbing us, that we, all of us, we do not want to die. But the science could not give us any formula assuring that there is no more death. That's not possible. So, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, as I was talking, then in Western countries, Europe and America, about 40 years ago, sometimes in the year 1935-36, about 40 years ago, or little less, one of my godbrother, German, his name is still living, he's now in Switzerland. He has taken the name of, what is the name? Sadanand, yes. His real name is Surya, German. So, when he came to India, in a meeting he said that so far mystic power is concerned, that we have solved by science. We have nothing to learn about the mystic power. I have come to India to learn how to understand God and His service, loving service. Practically, that is the position Pati Asiva, he said. So, in Europe and America, there are enough of material enjoyment. Meat eating, wine, oven, they have got sufficient. So they are not very much interested with all these things, although because they have no other alternative for enjoyment, so they are enjoying or trying to satisfy them, but that is not giving them real satisfaction. That's a fact. This wine, oven and meat eating, that is not giving them any more satisfaction, but because they have no other alternative, what they can do? Puna puna charvita charmananam, chewing the chew, that's all. It is already chewed, it is already tasted, but there is no other alternative, therefore they are tasting the same thing. This way and that. So, their time is now, Thaka Brahma Jitnasa. Therefore, from India, any rascal comes as yogi and sadhu and avatar, they go, they are hankering after. You see, practically, this younger generation, they ask me sometimes, why so many younger generation come to you? Yes, they are frustrated. They are no more interested to live like their fathers and grandfathers. That has become happening. The same thing. Same gambling, same meat eating, same woman hunting and same intoxication. That has fixed. So, when one has finished his material enjoyment, then the next question is Brahma-sankha, athāta brahma-jigyāsa. They try to inquire about the Absolute Truth. That is natural sequence. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is athāta brahma-jigyāsa. Yes, that is natural. As you are, you young boys and girls, why you are upset? The natural sequence is that now we have to inquire what is the next. Because this material happiness has not given us any happiness actually. So, when a man becomes civilized, when a man has enjoyed enough of the so-called material, the next inquiry is about the Absolute Truth. That is natural. That is natural. Because every living entity is a spiritual spark. He is not this body. Therefore, Krishna has already explained. To understand what the Khetragga, the knower of the body, and to understand what is this body, Khetragga, and he is the another real proprietor of the body, Krishna, Khetragga, Cha, Ki, Maan, Vidhi. So, if one can understand these three things, Khetra, Khetragga, and the Supreme Khetra, even by common sense you can understand, it requires little cool brain. But that cool brain cannot act without giving up these four things, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. If your brain is congested always with all these four rubbish things, you cannot think of higher, finer things. That is not possible. Therefore you restrict to make the brain clear, to understand about Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj said, Jina Pasugula Nidvitta Tarsai Rupagiyo Mana Bhavau Sadhi Chotra Mano Hirama निष्पाप तमस्यों को गुणानुवाद विरजति बिना पुसुगना बिना पुसुगना read that the Shastri injunction. The needy guys, they have no brain to understand about the absolute. They simply speculate. They cannot understand. It's not possible. That is the Parikshit Maharaj said. Vina pusugna, except the Raskans who are accustomed to kill animals, or everyone who will take shelter of the glorification of the law. Except this person, Vina pusugna. He says, Nidvittatar sei rupugiyamana, glorification of the law. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It is chanted by the liberated person. It is not chanted by the conditioned soul. It is not possible. Therefore, not everyone can chant. You have seen it, experience, that you are chanting, dancing, very in ecstasy, in all that. Others are standing. Without opening their mouth. They cannot chant. That is very difficult. Stop all that. Because it is the property of the liberated person, not for the conditioned soul. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said, Nirvitta Tarsai, Tarsai, Krishna. Krishna means hand. And just like if you are thirsty, you feel, where is water, where is water, where is water. That is called Krishna. So, Nirvittatasa means one who has finished all hankering, all material. He is called Nirvitta Krishna. Nirvitta means finish. And Krishna means hankering. It's the same thing is described in this Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sosati na kankati. Kankati. Kankati means if I hanker, that means still I'm hungry or thirsty. But there is a position, Brahma bhuta position, by Brahma vijnanta, that we can get relief of these two. Activities, hankering and planet. The material world, there are two things only. Lamenting and hankering. Those who do not possess his hankering. And those have lost their land. But there are two things only. Actually, you do not possess. Somehow or other, if you forget, that is also lost. Just like we have got this body. Khetra-gana. Khetra is this body. So, by hankering, by desiring, he can get any type of body. There are 8,400,000 of bodies. Just if you are eager to get a certain type of body or certain type of standard of living, Krishna is you. Jita Thanam Prabhupada Tanasa Kayuhayamaham. Because here it is the business. Krishna's business is these rascals, these conditioned souls, they want to lord it over this material world. And Krishna has two supplies. That is Krishna's business in this world. Simply borrowing. Just like so many children. The father is put into difficulty. One children wants, father give me this. Another child says, my father, give me this, give me that, give me that. And father being affectionate, he has to satisfy all his children. So Krishna position is like this. Therefore, Krishna comes being bothered by these rascals. that you want from me so many things, but you are not happy. Please, therefore, give up this business. Sarva dharman parishad. Mamekam sarva. Just become. Follow me, you'll be happy. That's what Krishna comes. Real solution is that. Krishna consciousness. That's what the Vedanta Sutra says. Athato brahma vijnanta. Now you don't inquire for any other thing. Why should you? All other things required by you, that is already supplied. It will be supplied. Why you bother? You just try to understand the value of your life in Krishna consciousness. That is your only business. Tashaiva heta prajateta kovila. Kovila, those who are intelligent. Tashaiva heta. For that thing. Prajateta and then so try to get that. For that thing. Narabhati-dabhavatam-parajadha. Just like people are struggling wherever you go, material world. Either you go to London or go to Paris or to Calcutta or Bombay, anywhere you go. What is the business? Everyone is struggling. They are nice, the motor car, this one, that is, this one. Last night I was shooting it. Whenever you see this nonsense thing, go. Any city you go. The same road, same motor car, same hoosus, same petrol. What is the difference? But we say, this is television. I have gone to Paris, I have gone to Calcutta. But what is the difference between Calcutta and Paris and Bombay? The same thing. Punak, Yorjita Charvana. Again and again, chewing the chew. Therefore, the Brahma Sutra advises, now you have done this chewing the chew. So many lives. Chewing the chew means, ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha. Either you are dog or you are man. You have to make solution how to eat, how to sleep, how to satisfy yourself, and how to depend. The same problem is in the dog life, the same life problem is in the human life. Same life is in the demigod life. That's why our Bhagavan Das was telling me that in Paris the living tax is 20% for maintaining the expenditure of economic. So we are simply creating problems. That's all. The so-called advancement of civilization means the same problem. Atomic bomb, what is that? Defensing. Ahara nidra bhaya. Bhaya means fearfulness. Because we are afraid, either English or France or German, everyone is afraid. Just like a dog is afraid, whether another dog is coming. So, the so-called civilized men, they are also afraid whether Englishmen are coming to attack or the Germans. Therefore, there must be atomic bomb. So, therefore, we must give it back. These things are simply the trying to solve the problems of fearfulness. That's all. Defense. So, this fearfulness is there in the dog, in the hog, in the small sparrow bird, everywhere. You have seen the sparrow bird. As soon as on the land, want to eat something. Is that right? It's not somebody coming to kill me. Everywhere. The aquatic of. Everyone is afraid for life. But Krishna is giving them different types of defensive measures. It is learned from the shastra that the fish, they can, by the waves of the water, they can understand that 2 miles ahead there is a hill. They can understand. So, and they become immediately defensive, how to protect. because this is struggle for existence. I want to eat you, you want to eat me. Jiva jiva sajivanam. This is going on. So everyone is afraid, everyone is taking defense. Even tiger is also afraid. You know that, tiger is also afraid. Tiger has become very powerful animal. Everyone is afraid of. He can catch anyone and kill him and eat him. Unfortunately, he does not give the opportunity of catching anyone. The tiger cannot eat every day very nicely. He gets once in a week a chance, or once in a fortnight a chance to capture an animal. Therefore he kills and keeps it for eating daily. It is not that just like you are getting daily Bhagavat Prasadam, nice drink. Nobody is applying to tiger. Nobody is going to tiger's prawn. Sir, kindly kill me and eat. No. Nobody is there. Everyone has got to struggle. Nahi chuttasya sinhasya pravishanti mukhe mrida. This is a statement. See, this material world is so bad that even the lion, if he keeps himself sleeping, because lion is considered to be the king of the forest, so if he thinks that I am the king of the forest, oh, why should I work? Let me sleep. And my eating animals will come and enter into my mouth. No. You have to study. You have to study. Let's find out. Therefore, this energy is called karma sangha anna. There are many energies of Krishna. Parasa sakti vividhaivasyate. But learned scholars, they have divided into three. The spiritual energy, the marginal energy, and the material energy. Tritiya karma sangha anya, tritiya sakti vishyate. So here this material world, either you become a tiger, either you become Lord Brahma, or you become a small ant. You have to struggle for your existence. This is material. You cannot think that I shall be happy without his work. People are trying to do that. That finally man gets some money, bank balance, you know what. But that is the tendency that without working, I shall maintain myself happily. That is our tendency. Anandamaya Vyasa, Siddhanta Sutra says, because our tendency is to enjoy life. But we do not know where to enjoy, how to enjoy. So that is confusion. We are trying to enjoy life in this material world, where there is no enjoyment. There is no enjoyment. Repeatedly, Shastra says, Krishna says, Dukhalam Adhasatam. This place is simply for miserable condition. Dukhalam Adhasatam. And still, it is temporary. Even if you think, all right, there are so many miserable conditions, never mind. Let me adjust and leave here permanently. Oh no, that is also temporary. You may decorate your Paris city, Napoleon tried and other tried, but you cannot leave here, sir. You have to go. But these last days, you do not understand. They decorate. Three more tasks, present decorate. But how long you shall be in this decorated city? Even if you leave, if you are so much lover, great nationalist of the country, suppose next life you get the, because when one has very much attraction for a certain land, then he again takes birth in that land. So if you take your birth not as human being or as a cat and dog or a cow, then he is saying to this person, then what is the use of your becoming investments? Your man for whom you have worked so hard, next life, if you take your birth as a cow, the same man will send you to this world. But these last persons do not know what is the mystery. Therefore, to make solution of this problem, athāta brahma jñāta. Now inquire what is the absolute truth. That is intelligence. Therefore, Krishna, although he is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is giving reference to the Brahma Sutra. Whatever his case is all like, he doesn't require to refer any authoritative book. But he is also giving. You have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the way. But these rascals are trying to avoid authoritative teachers. Even Krishna is giving reference to the authoritative scripture. And these rascals, they have so degraded. They say, oh, why this book? Now I can manufacture my own knowledge. And other rascals are accepted. Yes, it is right. So this is called Kali Yuga. People are so degraded, less than animals. Therefore, to revive them, the Vedanta Sutra says, athāta brahma jñāta. Now, to inquire about the absolute. Hetu madhi vinishtitam. Now, hetu madhi means, is reason. Reason. What is that reason? Now, if I want to inquire about the absolute soul, so, how I can understand? There are three ways. Namely, pratyakha, pratyakha, aitijya, and sruti. Sruti pramana. Sruti pramana, pratyakha pramana, direct perception. Now, Brahma, the absolute truth. How we can understand the absolute truth? Absolute truth means the supreme. Now, we have got experience that everything is created by somebody. Everything, whatever we see, this pillow, this seat, or this book, or this microphone, whatever we accept, even my body is created by my father and mother. Everyone can understand. So, why they should deny the creation of this material world? We see everything material that has got its beginning, date of birth and date of death, and there are, in the middle, between the birth and death, there is disease and old age, deterioration. Old age means deterioration. Just like this body. When I was a young man, child, I was also jumping. Now I have to go with the stick. Deterioration, this is called this. Deterioration means now it is coming to be finished. There are six changes. First of all, birth, then living for some time, then producing some byproducts. Then deterioration, then finish. Janma, sthiti. There are six kinds of changes. So anything material you study, these six kinds of changes are there. So this material world, how these rascals say that it was existing? It was existing. Nothing was existing. Otherwise, like the Brahma Sutra says, Janma Adhvastajataha. The absolute truth is that from whom or from which everything is taking birth. This is Brahma Sutra. So everything is taking birth means this material world also has taken birth from that absolute truth. That is the answer in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam brahmasya. Krishna says that I am the origin of all birth. So the material world does not exist. This is insignificant. How you can say it is existing? Anything you see material, it has got a date of birth. Who can deny it? Can you present anything material which has no beginning? Everything has a beginning. So how you can say this material world has no beginning? This is nonsense. Therefore, hetu man hi bilisita. Hetu means to reason. Not like dogmatic. Obstinate. You must have this. Then as soon as we accept that this material world has a beginning, this has to say the beginning, just like Brahma Sutra, Dharmatas is above. Why it says Dharmatas? Everything has beginning. And we see from this Hastra how this material has begun. There was first of all Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu, the Inuvates came out, the Saita Nishtha Siddha Bhagava Avalamba, Jivan Diluma Vidaja, Jagadandana Tha, Vishnu Mahan Savya Jasta Kalari Sishu, Govinda Mahi Purisham Tamahamaya. Before this universal creation, Krishna took the form of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu's breathing period is the creation and annihilation. So long the breathing goes on, excellent, and that is the creation period, inhaling the distance, annihilation. So the whole cosmic manifestation is being maintained, it is the breathing period of Mahavishnu. The source of Nishasitatara Mathava number, Jivanti Guma Vilaja, Jagadandanatha, Jagadand Brahma. Brahma is the supreme living being within this universe. But it is plural number, Jagadandanatha. So there are innumerable universes. So if we discuss all these things from this Shastra, then we get really knowledge. And then we can actually ask what is the perfection of life. Therefore Krishna suggests Brahma Sutra Padayishtaiva Hetu Man Hi Nishtita. Try to understand Brahma Sutra Vedanta Philosophy. Vedanta Philosophy is explained Srimad Bhagavata. That is the real commentary Vedanta. You cannot understand Vedanta Sutra as it is because it is mentioned in codes. Just as we have got business, Bentley spoke, one small word, but let's say it has got a big sentence. Just like in business, there is CIF. So CIF means it is this, so as we say, ISKCON. ISKCON means I means international, S means society, and gain is Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna and form in consciousness. As we have simplified, there are many things, pose. So, in the Vedanta Sutra means that pose, but in each pose, there is ample meaning. So, that is commentary. So, Vedanta Sutra says, Dharmadra Sajataha, simply two words, Bhagavat explains. Bhagavat says, Janamadrasyajataha yanayat daratasya athitu avigyasarat tene brahmarida avitavai mahiyanti jathuraya. Explain. So similarly, atato brahma vijyana and Bhagavat says, jiva satatva vijyana sa The same thing is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. First of all, the whole Vedic knowledge is summarized in Vedanta Sutra by Bhagavad. And again he explained under the instruction of Narada, the Bhagavatam, Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra Padeshtaiva, eating of the Vinishitam. So one has to take lesson from Bhagavad, Brahma Sutra, Bhagavad Gita. Don't try to reject all these books. Another crazy thing, he said, I am poet. What kind of poet? I have no meaning of life. I am such a big poet that I have no meaning of life.
I think you are taking so much time. Yes, thank you very much.